teachers play a very important role in America. They influence the decisions and actions of the youth, who will eventually shape the world. It would seem to go without saying, but teachers, with all the influence they have, should avoid sharing political views uninvited. Unfortunately, I have had to deal with a teacher that can't restrain herself. I've always been a skeptical person, but there are some people who start talking and I take every word they say like an 8-year-old told me they found it on YouTube. Surprisingly, some of these people are teachers. One in particular constantly feels a need to give her political opinions and talk about the latest news story. The teacher's not bad at her job. She cares about her students and is relatively patient, but when we were reading The Hate U Give and watched the movie, she brought up the news story about Stephen Clark, saying she was upset because two officers that killed a boy in his grandma's backyard for holding a phone are not getting criminal charges. I was immediately skeptic, since I support police officers and believe in innocence until guilt is proven. When I looked up the case, I found out that Stephen Clark was in his 20s, making him a man, not a boy. Not to mention, Clark had been breaking into people's cars, stealing the contents, and then, when officers were called, he fled, jumping over two fences, landing in his grandmother's backyard. And then, when officers came around a corner, they saw Clark holding something metallic in an isosceles position, like he would hold a handgun. One officer even thought they were shot, and when Clark started approaching them, yelling incoherently, they feared for their lives and fired at Clark. So this woman just convinced a classroom of students that officers shot and killed an innocent man, when in reality, they were trying to do their job and protect people from someone they thought had a deadly weapon. This made me so much more aware to just how skewed the individual's ideas were on things. To further show kind of into the mind of this person, there is a point in The Hate U Give where a 6-year-old boy is holding a gun and pointing it at people. This person's response was asking how an officer could point a gun at a child, continuing by saying, "We don't know how messed up it is." And in case you don't know, most officers are trained to use one force level above the one the culprit is using. So technically, officers who are likely using some sort of Glock, pointing at a person who is also using a Glock is totally warranted. Andre the Giant and Dora the Explorer will do the same amount of physical damage to a person with any gun. Your size does not excuse you for threatening to shoot someone. And I understand her concern. Yes, perhaps officers could have handled it better in that situation. But this is not only a fictional story, where I'm sure officers would have been able to handle it differently, but even in real life, officers are in constant danger, to the point where if there is someone with a gun, they give one verbal warning, and if the gun is not put away, they are usually forced to pull the trigger. Particularly the one in the story, those officers are likely underpaid and don't have non-lethal options. I cannot stress enough that this teacher is not bad at her job, or a bad person, just that her tendencies to get political can get out of hand, and in a position like hers, it has to be taken seriously, because students should be able to make their own opinions based on the information they have, not fed only information that supports a particular political party or a political agenda.